The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreif. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreif. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, the stock market. We talk about your 401k, estate planning, income taxes, you name it. If it has to do with retirement planning, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And this week is no exception because we have a ton of boring financial stuff to talk about. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreif, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreif. Thank you, Jack. I am the founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, and we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, primarily. And I have been a certified financial planner now, a professional, for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we have clients now. We have over 8,000 beautiful families that we work with in 43 states. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Happy New Year, everybody. Belatedly, I was on vacation. In case you didn't know, last week's show was pre-recorded. The wonder of technology. So let's go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I'm going to resurrect something that I didn't do last year, 2019. I got an email from a listener that said, Ken, you know, you didn't do your fearless forecast last year. What's up with that? And I haven't heard it this year yet. Are you going to do it? And as you guys may know, I have been doing a fearless forecast going back to before 2007. But since then, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 1, 2, 3, 4. So 8 years out of 12, my fearless forecast was bang on. And so, as I say, if you don't follow my fearless forecast, you do it at your own peril. And of course, I'm only kidding about that. Now, I'm going to give you what my fearless forecast for the Dow is this year, but not until we get into that. We'll do that in just a moment. Now, also, this year, we had one of the biggest changes in the law with regard to retirement planning happen at the end of 2019, and that is the SECURE Act. Okay, and so want to talk with you about challenges and opportunities that the SECURE Act brought about. And there's some good stuff, and there's also some bad stuff. You know, it's not all great, but it mostly is good. And so in the second segment, I want to go over with you what the SECURE Act did, changes that have come about, and some planning opportunities and challenges that created. Now, also, as we do every week, we take questions from you about Social Security. So if you have some questions that you'd like to have answered, all you have to do is email me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. That's Retirement Planners of America. And so if you email me at ken@rpoa.com with your questions, I will endeavor to answer those questions on the air. And of course, if you send me a question that's too hard that I can't answer, I just won't even use it. Sorry. So keep them simple for me, all right? I'm a simple guy. I'm kidding. Now, also, We're going to talk about if the Dow hits my fearless forecast, which I'm not telling you yet, then why should we worry? Life is good. Everything is great. We should just sip mint juleps, go to the Bahamas and lay in a hammock and sip mint juleps all day, right? Wrong, Moose Lips. No. We have to also make sure that we have a strategy in place to protect the gains that we've had. You know, last year was a fantastic year, and I won't tell you what I think yet about this year, but you want to protect what you've built. Would that be a fair statement? And so in our firm, we have a strategy we call buy, hold, and protect. And our buy, hold, and protect strategy told us to sell, to tell our clients to sell, rather, in November of 2007, and to stay out of all equities until June of 2009. So for a year and a half, we were telling people to not be in equities, and those that followed our advice were not losing money in 2008. And so we want to talk about that with you as well. So even though we look at the future as being rosy right now, that doesn't mean things won't change. And in fact, I can guarantee you that they will. So we'll talk about how to protect yourself from the next bear market. How about that? Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
To infinity and beyond.
But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, you would think, with all that enthusiasm, that the estate tip of the week is something that will just be totally jazzed and wonderful and great, and you are right, because we're going to talk about the SECURE Act and how it affects estate planning. And I'm just going to tell you, and Jack, you probably don't have this one queued up, or maybe you do, we'll see. But the SECURE Act has created a tax time bomb. And that tax time bomb could go off for your heirs. And I want to share with you how to address that at about 10 till. Okay? So you don't have that drop. You didn't have it. I caught you. I got you. All right. Well, he'll play you the drop that in a little bit when we say that again. So we have a show that's full of great information. I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. And, you know, first of all, I want to thank all of you that listen to the show. You guys are great. You know, thank you. All right. So let's talk about the fearless forecast. And so let me kind of set the stage and tell you why I think. Yep, there you go, little timpani. So, first of all, let's look at the economy, all right? And right now, the economy appears to be very strong. We have jobs at all-time highs. Wages, the numbers we got on Friday came out at an increase of 2.9%. It missed what people wanted or the economists were forecasting, but still, 2.9% increase in wages. Now, why is that important? The number that we look at, and if you've listened to the show, you know that we look at that, it's called the labor participation rate. We don't look at the unemployment rate because that's, in our view, a false number. It doesn't really tell you anything. The labor participation rate is the one we look at. And the labor participation rate is the percentage of people who are of working age, who can work, who are actually working. Okay? And the number right now is 63%, which is not high relative to history. You know, in the past, it's been around 67, thereabouts. So what that means is that there's 37% of working age people who are able to work in this country that aren't right now. And if those people aren't looking for a job, then they're not considered unemployed. Okay, if you're not looking for a job, you're not unemployed. The moment you decide you want to look for a job now and you don't have one, now you're unemployed. That's why the unemployment rate is I think, not the number to look at. So what does this mean? It means that there are about 2 million people right now in this country that could work that aren't working yet. And those people, if wages rise, will be enticed to go back in and start working again. And what that'll do is it'll make the unemployment rate go up because as most people go in, they look for a job, and then now they're unemployed when they weren't before. So that's the number we look at, and there's a lot of room for more people to come into the workforce. This country has not achieved its potential yet. That's one of the big things. The other thing is the fact that wages are going up for the people that do already have jobs. They're going to spend more. You know, most people, when they see their wages go up, they spend more money. So what we think is that'll continue to happen. Now, what does that all add? 70% of our economy is driven by the consumer And so if that's the case, then consumers having jobs, consumers seeing their wages going up, are going to, in our view, spend more. And if they do, then that'll help profits. And if profits go up, we think the stock market will go up too. So that's one big thing. The other thing that's holding things back right now, to a certain degree, is the whole China situation. And many of the countries around the world are experiencing pain because of the tariffs and all that, because they depend, a lot of the emerging countries, on China's economy for their growth. And China's economy is not growing as fast as it would be if all those tariffs were removed. So if a trade deal, and we think one will, gets done and the tariffs on China are removed, then all the forecasts we see out there for global growth will be revised upward. And if that happens, then people will get very excited about that, and we think equities will rise on that news. So you wrap that all into a package, and what does that mean in terms of the fearless forecast? Well, the fearless forecast, are you ready? Here it is. It's Dow 31,000. That's what I said. Ooh la la. Dow 31,000 is what we see. And so therefore, what that means, and now, I don't know when it will happen, okay? It could happen like next week, or it could happen in November. I think it's going to happen in the fourth quarter. It'll happen after the or around election time. And I think it's going to be dependent on how the elections go, all right? So there's a caveat there that it may not happen if the elections don't go, but we'll talk about that later on. So basically, Dow 31,000 by around election time. I'll say October, November-ish. All right. So that's our fearless forecast. So what do we do about that? Well, what it means, therefore, is that being invested is a good idea in our view. Okay. So whatever your allocation, your risk profile is, we think you should be fully invested. However, at the same time, what we also think is that you should consider, you shouldn't act, I'm not advising you to be invested. I'm saying you should consider being invested. I have to be careful. You should consider also that there is the possibility that I could be wrong. Okay. I know it's incredible. You can't, that thought is like, oh my gosh, I can't deal with Ken being wrong, but it could happen. And if it is, the importance is that you have a buy, hold, and protect strategy. You need to have a strategy, you should consider having a strategy that protects what you have. And so I'll talk about that later on in the show, but we think that that would be an important part of your investment strategy. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then here's what you do. You go to our website. It's rpoa.com. That's retirementplannersofamerica.com. While you're there, we have videos, articles, podcasts. We have information galore for you to learn about all the things that we think are so important when it comes to retirement planning. But most of all, you can watch our webinar. You can visit. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. We have lots of resources available to you. Take advantage of that. Let us help you build your retirement plan. Okay? So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the SECURE Act, the challenges, the opportunities, and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know what? All those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Do you know what James would say if he found out that they were stirring their bonds? Oh, my gosh.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It may be silly to you, Jack, but let me tell you something. You do not want to see James angry. Okay, he's BA. You know what that stands for, right? Bad butt. BB. He's BB. Can you say the A word on the air? I don't think so. You can only say the B word.
Don't try.
Okay, but bad butt. All right, so we are in segment two. This is Money Matters with moi, your faithful host, Ken Morave. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I'm also founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And currently we work with 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families. We are so grateful for the privilege of being their retirement planners. And Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the seventh year in a row.
Shazam!
Shazam is right, Gomer. 7 years in a row. But you know what? Without our clients, we would be nowhere. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And so one of the biggest changes that has come along in a long, long time is the Secure Act, which was passed like on the last day of the year. And it was actually tacked onto an appropriations bill. And it was kind of like the government would have had to shut down if they didn't pass the law, and the law got passed. So it's like they snuck it in. So it's like it's crazy how our government works, but something that had nothing to do with the appropriations bill got tacked on and therefore got passed. So the Secure Act is actually kind of cool. There's a lot of stuff in there. There are some good things, bad things. One of the really good things is that if you are over 70 and a half, the old law did not allow you to continue to make contributions to your IRA. Well, now you can. Okay? So if you're over 70 and a half and you want to make contributions to an IRA, you still can. Now, you have to have a job, okay? You have to have wages. You can't just contribute without wages. But if you don't have wages, then you need to be married to somebody that does. All right, so if at least one of you has wages, then you can contribute to your IRA even after the age of 70 and a half. So that's really cool because, you know, people are working longer now and, you know, life expectancy is longer. And so that's a good thing. Now, the other thing is the required minimum distribution. So this was the big headline news, and that got moved to age 72. All right, so let's set the stage here. So the required minimum distributions were created way back in the dark ages, okay? Because what happened at that time was when they invented IRAs, you know, they had this this idea that we want people to save for retirement. And so what we're going to do is we're going to allow people to put all this money into these accounts, and it'll grow without being taxed. And because they'll see the advantage of that, people will start putting more and more money, and they'll build up their own retirement plan, and you know, they won't be as dependent on the government, and that'll be a great thing. But then, in the back of the room, this is smoke-filled room, ladies and gentlemen. This was in the days when everybody smoked and the lights were down low, and it's all dark in there with lights and smoke and cigars and all that stuff. And the guy in the back of the room with the Coke bottle glasses, and he had the pocket protector with ink stains all over it and 12 pens in his pocket, and he's got the ink stains, and he's got the rubber band-aid on his glasses on the bridge holding it together. And he looks up, and this guy never speaks, but when he speaks, everybody stops, and he goes, okay, wait a minute, guys, we have a problem. And they're like, oh, what's the problem? He goes, the problem is that if we let all these people accumulate all this money in their IRAs without ever paying tax on it, then we'll never collect any. And the one thing that the IRS wants the one thing that the IRS wants is to tax you. They live for that, okay? That's what they want to do. And we can't have people accumulating all this money without paying taxes on it. So they said, oh, you know what? He's right. Coke bottle glasses is right. We created a problem here. So what are we going to do? So he goes, I've got a solution. What we'll do is we'll require them to take the money out, and we'll require them to pay the taxes, and that way we'll make them drain it all out and pay all the taxes before they die, and voila, we've collected the tax.
You double cross you!
Yeah, and the whole room erupted in applause, and he was carried up and down the room on his shield. Yay for Coke bottles. He's our hero. He's figured it all out. But then they said, wait. Okay, so but when are we going to start making them take these required distributions? And he says, I thought of that too, guys. I've got the Coke bottles. I've got the pocket protector. Who do you think I am? I think of everything here. And they're like, oh, well, sorry, your holiness. We didn't realize. When should they start taking it? And he said, when they're 70 and a half, we'll make them take it then. And they're like, oh, great idea. So then that's where the 70 and a half rule came from. And you can Google that. That's exactly how it happened. Okay? Well, now it's 72. Okay? So they moved it a year and a half out, or a year later. Okay? So the change is for those of you who turn 70 and a half after December 31st of 2019. Okay? After. So if you're turning 70 and a half this year, then you can wait till you're 72. Those of you that turned 70 and a half last year, sorry. The old rules apply to you. You still got to do it, okay? So some planning involved there. And also, the interesting thing is that if you were born in the first half of the year, the new law actually extends out when you have to start taking distributions by 2 years. If you're born in the second half of the year, it extends it by 1 year. Do the math, you'll figure it out. But here's the point. There's some planning opportunities there. There's Roth conversions that you can do now that are still available if you're of that age when maybe you weren't going to do them before. There's the ability also to, by deferring when you have to take it out, to accumulate more money in your accounts. So there are planning opportunities here that we think should be taken advantage of. So how do you do that? Well, I have an idea. Why don't you go to our website? It's rpoa.com. That's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do, if you do that, we'll schedule a time for you to sit down with one of our retirement planners. And now, we want to talk about your entire financial life, okay? We want to help build a retirement plan for you. We want to do that at no charge or obligation. I know that's terrible of us, but we want to do that. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. We are gratified. We are wonderful. We're validated. We had a great day. But if we can't, that's fine too. Okay, so no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. So the website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can also find all kinds of information. We've posted some videos for you on the Retirement Act itself. So there's some stuff there for you to watch about that. We've got white papers on there. You can read about it if you'd like. We also have stuff about when and how to take Social Security. We have ideas on estate planning. And, you know, that's where you leave your stuff to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And, of course, everybody wants to do that, right? So you have stuff there. But most of all, you can we have webinars on retirement planning, and we have the where you can reserve to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you if you want to attend in person and learn stuff hands-on. We have that for you as well. We have lots of information. So the website is rpoa.com. All right. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, speaking of Social Security, we're going to talk about when and how to take Social Security. We're going to have some strategies and some questions and some answers, and more importantly, lots of fun. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La, la, dun, 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 and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, this show, this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic day, and I hope all is coming up roses for you. Before we go a step further, let me introduce myself to you. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. I'm also the founder of Retirement Planners of America, our firm. We currently work with over 8,500 families in 43 states with their retirement planning. And Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers, and we're very proud of that. But once again, without our clients, Forbes wouldn't even know that we exist. So all you clients, we love you, love you, love you. And those of you who are not clients, we love you too, just not as much. Have to be honest here. You know, we love our clients, we love you, but there's a difference. But you can become a client too if you'd like. We certainly would like to see if that's a possibility. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can learn about us and what we do and how we do it. All right, we're going to talk now. This is a segment of Social Security where what we do is, you know, if you want to send me questions regarding Social Security, please do. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I will endeavor to answer your question. So here's the first question I have for this week. So I filed for Social Security when I turned 62. I'm still working, and I'm making around $60,000. So that is a oopsie.
Okay. Uh-oh, you made a boo-boo.
She's right. You made a boo-boo. And as a result, I did not receive any benefits last year. Well, yes. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is because they have this thing called the clawback rule, or at least that's what I call it. The clawback rule is if you make more than a certain amount, they reduce your benefits, right? And that is if you start taking before your normal retirement age, which for most of you is around age 66. So if you're under 66 and you're working, you really have to consider whether you want to take Social Security or not. So this questioner said they didn't. So I decided to withdraw my application so I can be treated as if I never filed it at all. Okay, so I called the Social Security Administration, and I was told that I would have to repay my benefits. They said that I made too much, so I never received. I told them that I never received any benefits because I made too much, and they told me that I would not have to pay back the amount of benefits I received if I didn't make what I did. Please clarify what I should do. Well, first thing is, my biggest, and again, I don't give advice on this show. I just give you stuff to think about. So think about never calling Social Security again, okay? The people on the phone, it's amazing to me how often they give bad advice. I'll tell you, though, the people in the offices, if you go there in person, those people are really smart and they do a really good job, in my opinion. The people on the phone, it is amazing to me how many people I've talked to have come back to me and have gotten the wrong advice from that. So what you should do, sir, is file form SSA 521. This is the form where if you filed at 62 and change your mind, and let the system process it, okay? They will come back to you with an unofficial calculation of the amount that needs to be repaid, which should be zero because they didn't pay you anything, right? So, you know, what can I tell you? Social Security is very, very complex. And in fact, you know, our retirement planners, we put them through a six-week course, a training program, and then we certify them at the end to make sure that we want them to be very, very knowledgeable about Social Security and the permutations and the planning strategies around that. If you go to the Social Security website, there's I forget where exactly, but it says there is 9,100 different ways to apply for Social Security. 9,000. So which one's right for you, ladies and gentlemen? Now, if you don't have 6 weeks of training, I would say that probably it's a guess for you. And even with 6 weeks of training, it requires meeting with somebody, talking through it, deciding, and all those kind of stuff. It's not a decision you make on a calculator or by holding your finger up or just saying, okay, 63. All right? So talk to a professional before you get Social Security, because how you take it, when you take it, is extremely important. You could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. I'm not joking here. And over your lifetime, it could even be hundreds of thousands. So go to our website, rpoa.com. We have tons of information on there about when and how to file for Social Security, podcasts, videos, articles. But more importantly, visit with one of our retirement planners. If you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll schedule a time to sit down with you. Now, again, Social Security is an important component of the retirement planning process. In fact, one of the most important. But it is not the only thing. The other thing we want to do with you is build for you a cash flow retirement plan. Okay, we want to look at your ins of cash, your outs of cash, and see if you're going to run out of money, see what's going to happen. Do you have enough to retire on? We want to do that whole exercise with you. We also want to determine how much risk you should take with your investments. Should you be super aggressive, super aggressive, super conservative, super aggressive? It's, you know, there's reasons for one versus the other. We're going to talk about that with you, help you to walk through it. And you know what? We want to do all of that at no charge or obligation. Let us do that for you. You have no idea how wonderful it feels to help somebody, and whether they are become a client or not is secondary. Now, the good news is that some of you will become clients. That's not to say we don't want you to be a client, but the good news is that may happen. But you know what? That's not our motivation. We want you to have a secure and a successful retirement. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com and take advantage of the resources we have available to you and meet with one of our planners. We'd love to do that for you. All right. We are going to take a break. The website is rpoa.com. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, if you're fearless, this forecast is Dow 31,000, then why worry? Well, let me tell you. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. I'm also the founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. Our practice is designed for you. And we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. We are honored. We are blessed. And if you're not a client, we'd love to visit with you and see if there's a fit there. there. And Financial Times actually, for the third time, named our advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. Okay, that's actually the third time now. And we're very honored and flattered by that. And of course, we believe we are deserving of it as well, in a humble way. But without our clients, we would be nowhere, and we know that. So all you clients, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you. And so this is the part of the show where we talk about our foundational philosophy of managing money. Now, as a firm, what we do for our clients is we look at the whole picture, okay? So Social Security is part of that, cash flow is part of that, income taxes is part of that, retirement planning, your 401k and diversification is part of that, but managing money is also part of it, and an important part, obviously. And so our foundational philosophy when it comes to that is buy, hold, and protect, okay? So buy means, when do you buy? How do you know when you should be in or not? And then what do you buy? Right? And then hold is, okay, once you bought it, then how do you manage that? How do you diversify it? How do you rebalance it? How do you keep it under control, maintain it, etc.? And then protect means, when do you sell it all? Okay, when do you say it's time to get rid of it all and sit on the sidelines and take your marbles and just go home?
Leave us exit stage left.
Oh, I like that. Who was that? That was a cartoon. I think I'll exit stage left. Yeah, it was a tiger, wasn't it? Who was that guy? Somebody email me and tell me. That was a good drop. I like that. But anyway, yes, sometimes you do have to exit stage left. And in fact, our protect strategy of to sell in November of 2007, actually a full year before Lehman collapsed, and certainly before 2008 started, which was one of the worst bear markets in history. And of course, that's the S&P 500 index that year went down 57%. And so hopefully you followed our advice, you heard my show or got my market alert email or something, and you sat on the sidelines. If you didn't, then I would suggest you consider that maybe you don't want to do it next time. And even though, you know, so I've entitled this segment, if the Dow is going to hit 31,000, and by the way, that's my fearless forecast for 2020, that sometime this year, and I think around election time, we're going to see the Dow hit 31,000. And right now it's at 29-ish, right? 29,000-ish. So it's a pretty good rise, 2,000 more points. So what does that mean? Should you not worry? Absolutely, you should worry. Or actually, you should let us worry for you. In fact, what we tell our clients is, hey, your job is to worry about where the next cruise you're going to go on is. Your job is to worry about buying the tickets to go visit your grandchildren or go to Florida or whatever, you know, which tea time you want. That's your job. Our job is to worry about all this boring financial stuff for you. Okay, we want to worry about it so that you don't have to. And we have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so we want it to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And then we also want you to have financial peace of mind, meaning we don't want you to worry. We consider your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. You know what that means? It means you're going to go play. You're going to have fun. You're going to relax. You're going to chill. You're going to lay on the grass and look at the clouds and wonder if you're looking at a bear or a cow or whatever like you did when you were a little kid. That's what you're going to do, all right? We want you to do that and not worry about all this stuff. Now, part and parcel, in our view, of doing that is having a strategy where if the market starts to go down dramatically, the S&P equities, if they start to, that's what I mean by market, if they start going down, that you have a strategy to protect yourself against losing massive quantities. You know, the bear market of 2000, Y2K, that was a terrible one. Some of you may remember that one. We saw technology stocks lose 90% of their value in a lot of cases. And of course, in 2008, don't think it won't happen again. It's been a long, long time, but it doesn't mean it won't happen again. So protecting yourself from that, I think, is an incredibly important part of retirement planning. And the reason why is because, you know, when you're 25, 30, 40, maybe even 50, you know, if you lose 20% or 30% of your investments, you have time to build it back up and get there, right? But if you're near retirement or you're retired already and you take a hit like that, that's a life-changing event in my view. And I've seen it. You know, I've been doing this long enough. I saw it in Y2K. I saw it in 2008. I've seen it. And I don't want that to happen to you. So our plan, buy, hold, and protect. And if that resonates with you, that makes sense. And let me ask you a stupid question. But between now and the rest of your life, what percentage chance do you give there's going to be another bear market, another big drop in the market? What percentage? You know, most people, when I ask that question, they say 100%. So if you think there's a 100% chance of something terrible like that happening, does it not make sense to have a strategy to address it? Or do you just sit there and take a beating and hope that it'll all come back one day when you're 97 years old or something? No, I don't think that's a good strategy. Okay? So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com, what you can do there is you can sign up for one of our seminars. You can watch one of our webinars. You can click on meet with an advisor and sit down with one of our retirement planners who can help you to build a retirement plan. We have lots of resources. We would love to be able to be your retirement planner as a client or just because we're providing you with the information to do it yourself. Okay? And it's all on our website, rpoa.com. Now, I want to tell you about our seminars. I haven't promoted those in quite a while. So if you're over 50 and retired or retiring soon, let me give you some reasons why you should go to seminar. Number one, we're going to be talking about the fact that the IRS. Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. Did you know that? At the seminar, we're going to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We're going to talk about when should you take your Social Security benefits? When you're 62, 66, when you're 70, how should you take it? If you're older, younger, working, not working, there's all these permutations. We're going to talk also about the fact that, now with the Secure Act, there is a tax time bomb built in to the your IRAs for your heirs. Did you know that? We'll talk about that at the seminar, a tax time bomb, Jack. Oh, there you go. How much do I have to cue that up for you? I had to say it three times. Don't give me excuses. Give me results. Anyway, so at the seminar, we'll also have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Folks, they're an inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one of them. We make them with those plump, juicy, yellow raisins. Oh my gosh, I could use one right now. And you know what? We'll have tons more information. We'll talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on and lots more. So it's all available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com, which is Retirement Planners of America. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Secure Act and we're going to talk and estate planning. We have a three-part series we're going to start this week. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Sing along, everybody.
Who wants the father of a country estate? Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we're wallowing in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
All right, Frank. Who wants... Frank. Okay. You know, the problem with that Sinatra guy is once he starts singing, it's like you can't stop him. It's like he can't stop himself and you can't stop him. He's like a force of nature. He's the chairman of the board, right? Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am a founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then we specialize in you. And we would love to help you if we can to achieve your retirement goals. And for our clients, we have two things we look to accomplish. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, we want it to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all this stuff. And you know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So whatever that means to you, if it means going out and volunteering for charities that you love, do that. If it means playing golf every day, do that. If it means going on cruises, we want to facilitate that if it's possible. Whatever it is, we want you to think about that and not all this boring financial stuff. Okay, so those are our goals, and if we achieve those goals, then you know what'll happen? You'll have some stuff left over. And now you're going to want to leave that stuff to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, which is called estate planning.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yeah, the little squirts. And we want happy squirts. You do not want unhappy squirts. That's a bad thing. Unhappy squirts are not good. Anyway, so this is the time of the show where we talk about that, and it's called estate planning. And so this week, we're going to talk about the Secure Act, which was passed at the end of last year. And it is significantly, in our view, impacting estate planning for people that have IRAs. okay? And one of the big things that happened, well, there's several. And in fact, there's three main areas. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a three-part series. So this week is part one, part two next week, and part three the following. But this has it has impacted, if you have an IRA, how you can leave it and the tax consequences of that. So it's big. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. And we don't want that to happen to you. So every week this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're going to talk about the Secure Act. And so the big, big new thing that came about in that law, in the new law, is that they have essentially eliminated what was what we used to call the stretch provision. So the stretch provision is where if you inherit an IRA, you can actually stretch it out over your lifetime. Because, and I talked about required minimum distributions early in the show, so I won't define that. If you missed that, go to segment two on our podcast at our website, rpoa.com, and I explain what that is. But you used to, if you inherited an IRA, be able to do what's called a stretch, which means that you would take required minimum distributions out of the IRA over your lifetime. And if that happens, then you could essentially perpetuate that IRA for a very long time. Okay, and that's why we called it the stretch IRA. You can stretch it out over your lifetime. Well, they eliminated that. The stretch provision is gone. And what they replaced it with is a new 10-year rule. And what that 10-year rule says is that when you inherit an IRA, you have 10 years to take all the money out. Wow, think about that. It means that every single dollar of taxes on all that needs to be paid over the 10 years after you inherit that IRA. Now, and that's why we call it a tax time bomb. Yes, that, a tax time bomb. So, and the reason why is because what the law says is that you, when you inherit this IRA, you have 10 years to take the money out. Now, you can choose when during that 10 years you can take it out. So you can take it all out in the first year. And the reason we call that tax time bomb is because if you don't take it out for 9 years and 11 months, in that 12th month, you got to take the whole thing out and boom, that bomb goes off and you have a big tax bill coming. Now, it does create some tax planning opportunities because let's say that someone inherits an IRA and they have a job where they're making a lot of money and so they don't want to withdraw anything from the account for, let's say, 5 more years while they're still working because that'll put them in a higher bracket and all the rest of it. But in year 6, they're going to retire and their income will significantly drop. So at that point, then you could start taking out the money in year number 6 through 10 and be in that lower bracket. So it does present some opportunities to create some tax savings. But the new rule, which you need to be aware of if you're planning, is that the stretch provision is gone. It's now 10 years and it has to be all taken out by then. Now, we're going to talk in other shows. And by the way, this does not apply to spouses, people who are disabled or who are chronically ill with limited exceptions there. Also, it does not apply to individuals who are not more than 10 years younger than the decedent. So there are some exceptions to this rule. But generally speaking, the 10-year rule is what applies. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, one of the things I would recommend to you and I would recommend you think about doing is going to our website, rpoa.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor, all right? If you do that, we have retirement planners that we can have visit with you, and we want to talk about your entire retirement plan, including your estate planning, okay? And next week and the week after, I'll talk about those of you who have trusts. It is my view that you absolutely need to revisit that. The new law, many of the way that trusts were written will actually force you, in a lot of cases, to violate this new 10-year rule. And that's not good. You don't want to have a trust that forces you to violate the law. Okay, that's not good. Bad. So we want to talk with you about that as well. So our website is rpoa.com, and we want to talk about your entire retirement. We want to help you to build the plan that gives you our two goals. One is that your money lasts as long as you do and that you have financial peace of mind. So take advantage of the opportunity at rpoa.com. All right, we got to wrap this show up. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.